The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's hour number four, kickoff. Here's the Freedom Lovers waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Oh, yeah, it's the front lines, baby. You can believe it. Truthfully, most people that fight tyranny aren't going to run into a lot of trouble. But to use this level, it's pretty weird. Man, I wish I could tell people all this stuff. I wish I could tell you. But let me tell you, the system, and the guy running it, got a lot of tricks up their sleeve. The good news is, there's a real God runs this universe, and he's got a lot more tricks up his sleeve as well. All my enemies out there that attack, they end up all of them getting a piece of the action. I just got to sit back and watch it happen. I'll tell you this, though. We're only going to get in a worse position groveling to the globalists. We got to stand up to them as hardcore as we can. That is the safest path out of this tyranny. All right. Let me hit some of the other news. I mentioned this, but I want to get to this right now. Exclusive Colorado caucus volunteers, where our folks are going to be on in like 5 minutes, Rob Dew and others. Colorado caucus volunteers, ballot errors hurt Trump delegate candidates, could have violated the state rules. Well, of course they did. Volunteers of the Colorado Republican Assembly are coming forward with evidence that indicates that their state delegate selection process was riddled with errors that disadvantaged some Donald Trump supporters who were running to become national delegates. Well, yeah, they blocked out all the real delegates and then just chose them. And then Breitbart is looking at this not from a criminal mindset, you know, trying to look fair, saying, oh, and then they just didn't get to get voted for. It was wrong. No, it was all fixed. That's how Cruz got all the delegates. Cruz didn't get all the... Every delegate wasn't for him. Even they tried to rig it. You just can't magically have all of them for you. Canceling the election was rigging number one. Then they didn't want anybody for him. And they're like, oh, maybe the ballots weren't right. Oh, think so? Think so, really? Ted Cruz took all 34 delegates last week in a process that closed down traditional caucus voting to the public. Oh, closed down traditional voting. No big deal. A handful of volunteers spoke to Breitbart News about the process. I'm the former chairman of the Pueblo County Republican Party and the person who developed the states of national delegates for Donald Trump team. Colorado GOP website was filled with errors posted about the national delegates. Was it errors? That's the fog of war to confuse you. Nancy Mizell told Breitbart News. Let's get Nancy Mizell on. Because you're going to see it in more states. Mizell took a photograph of a ballot. Yeah, we covered this last week on a YouTube video, or this Monday. Congressional District 7. See, I'm not mad at my reporters. I don't have as big a staff as Breitbart. I wanted them to do a story on this. Mizell, because we have the video, took a photograph of the ballot in Congressional District 7 that included only the ballot numbers of delegate candidates, not the names of candidates required by the state bylaws. And it just goes on from there. I mean, you talk about hanky-panky. This is it. Now, let's continue here. Here is another article that Steve Watson did dealing with Hillary Clinton. I actually did say Hillary wrong there. That wasn't a joke. Phone transcript proves Hillary lied about Benghazi attack. Clinton told Egyptian Prime Minister, we know the attack in Libya has nothing to do with the film. A transcript of the telephone conversation released by the State Department proves once and for all that Hillary Clinton knowingly lied about the Benghazi attacks in the American diplomatic compound. The transcript obtained by a FOIA request by Judicial Watch, they do such a good job, details a call immediately after the attack between then Secretary of State and then Egyptian Prime Minister. We know the attack in Libya had nothing to do with the film, Clinton told him. It was planned attack, not a protest. The Prime Minister went on, you're not kidding. Based on the information we saw, we believe that group had claimed responsibility for this affiliate with Al-Qaeda. Well, too, they had running security in the area. It was all staged. That's just another lie she got caught in. Another lie. All right, he's getting suited up. He's loaded for bear. And nothing on earth's going to stop him. David Knight coming out of the bullpen in T-minus 3 minutes, 7 seconds. I'm Alex Jones. Join us in the epic fight for human liberty. Join us in the InfoWar.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan.
No matter how hard I try, I just can't get by. Chevrolet, but we can't get the facts. They just tell us what they think we ought to know.
April 15th. You know what that means? Or do you? It may not be the same day you think it is. Tower of Power. And, of course, the power to tax is the power to destroy. That's Tower of Power, Tax to the Max, one of my favorite songs, especially this time of year. You know, today is April 15th. That may be the day you think you have to file your taxes. But in a good example of how even the tax deadline is convoluted and loaded with exceptions. Listen to this. I wasn't even aware of this until today myself. Tax day will not be today, but will be Monday, April the 18th. Traditionally, it's on April the 15th, unless it falls on a weekend. However, in the District of Columbia, they are celebrating Emancipation Day. Now, Emancipation Day falls on Saturday. You would say, well, why don't they just celebrate it on Monday? Well, no. The law says that if it falls on a weekend, it's observed on the day that is closest, the weekday that is closest to it. That would mean that since it comes on the 16th, they have to celebrate it on the 15th and not on the 18th. Oh, okay. So, therefore, they're going to move that because in Washington, D.C., they're celebrating Emancipation Day. Do you feel emancipated? You know, I don't feel emancipated with this, but it gets even better, okay? Gets even better because for those people who are doing returns in Maine or Massachusetts, they get another day because that's the holiday this coming Monday. The deadline will be April the 19th because they're celebrating Patriots Day. Which actually was the move against Concord and Lexington was actually on April the 19th, but they're celebrating it on April the 18th. How's that for the federal government? But of course, if you need more time, you can always get Form 4868, and you can fill that out and send that to the appropriate place. But you need to check the instructions to see where you're going to send that. Have you had enough? I've had enough. You know, I ran with the Libertarian Party, what was it, about 20 years ago? 20 years ago, exactly. Ran for Congress. First thing I said was, let's get rid of the income tax. Okay? It was something that Harry Brown, who was running for president at the time, first time, he said, you know, the income tax doesn't fund our government. It only funds a very small part of the government. We have other taxes that are there. We could make other taxes instead of the income tax. We don't necessarily have to get our taxes through the income tax, right? We can get it through a flat tax, a sales tax. But you got to be careful when they come up with these alternative plans. They're typically going to add them and not replace them. I understand that, okay? But still, if you just cut out the income tax, cut out the IRS, what would happen to our country? Well, you know, you would really only have to go back, and it varies. We've looked at the numbers, and you only have to go back typically, especially because the government is growing so quickly, you typically only have to go back about 6 or 7 years. And that's how fast our government is growing, and that's how little the income tax contributes to the operation of our government. So could you live with a government that was the size it was 6 or 7 years ago in order to get rid of the income tax? Now is the time to think about that. You really should think about that. And, you know, let me just throw this in as a historical aside. I don't want to get too far off of the track here. But Emancipation Day, okay, great. Ending slavery was a great thing. But Emancipation Proclamation didn't free a single slave. Look it up. Abraham Lincoln was very careful to only free the slaves in the states that were still under the Confederate States of America. All the slaves that were in states that he controlled, he did not free. Which is why Ulysses Grant kept his slaves until after the Civil War, when they were eliminated by the 14th Amendment. So Emancipation Day itself is also a fraud, and I don't feel very emancipated today as we're looking at the taxes. Now, look at this article here. Insurers are warning that losses from Obamacare are unsustainable. And I think that's interesting because, you know, Justice Roberts in the Supreme Court told us that Obamacare isn't an unconstitutional mandate. No, it's a tax. Yeah, isn't it? It's a tax, like Admiral Akbar. It's a tax. It's a tax. It's a tax. Well, that tax, which is an onerous part of doing your income tax, is also something that is not working out very well. Health insurance companies are amplifying their warning about the financial sustainability of the Obamacare marketplace as they seek approval for premium increases next year in the Affordable Care Act. Now, got to have even more increases. We had a slew of increases at the onset, but it still isn't working. They need even more with all of the mandates because it's not just mandated that you buy it. It's also mandated that celibate nuns have to get birth control insurance, okay, or abortion insurance. Insurers say that they're losing money on their Obamacare plans at a rapid rate. Some have begun to talk about dropping out of the marketplace altogether. This is a story from The Hill. Something has to give, says an expert on the health law at the Kaiser Family Foundation, said either insurers will drop out or they will raise premiums. In the short term, there is a growing likelihood that insurers will push for substantial premium increases, creating a political problem for Democrats in an election year. You think? Yeah, maybe it will. We have an amazing admission from Google that is buried in a patent for self-driving cars. Now, we'll get to that in just a minute. Before I do, I want to comment, because Alex has played several times, this clip going back and forth of Barbara Boxer browbeating a guy who is speaking against climate, man-made climate change. And I thought it was interesting in that clip, she says to one guy, well, what are you? And he goes, well, I'm a philosopher. Well, why are we talking to you? We need to have scientists here. Well, you know, Barbara Boxer wants to play the credentials game. Barbara Boxer is not a scientist. She's got a BS in economics. So she worked as a stockbroker and then as a journalist. Bill Nye, the science guy, okay, he's kind of a science guy. He's got an engineering degree like me. He's a master. He's got a mechanical engineering degree. But, you know, the problem is I don't think he learned too much, because one of the first things they teach you in engineering is that you got to know what your tolerances are, Bill. Okay, so yeah, we can look at it and we can say the obvious thing is that the sun has the biggest effect on our climate. But even when they go back and play with these numbers, they say the Earth is going to melt if we've got a 2 degree or a 1 degree increase in temperature. Yeah, I'm with John Coleman, the guy that Alex has interviewed multiple times, the guy who was the founder of the Weather Channel. This is a guy who understands tolerances. This is a guy who grew up looking at the weather, studying the weather, trying to predict the weather. He knows you're not going to be able to predict the weather, especially with these untested models. 10 years, 50 years, decades out, you're not going to be able to predict it that way. It's absolute total nonsense. And to say that you're going to have the sky fall in if there's a change in 1 degree, you don't have base measurements that fall within that tolerance. He said over and over again, he said, look, when I was growing up, we had these thermometers. You may have seen them. You know, they didn't have the nice little digital readouts. You get a digital readout, you think it is 100% accurate. It's not. It's not. When people stop using analog devices like slide rules and thermometers with mercury in it, they seem to lose their understanding of what the tolerances are on these devices. So when you've got something that's a mercury thermometer, you understand you've got parallax error with it. You've also got error that can be introduced based on where you're doing the temperature measurements. And, of course, they rig that as well. You can get a very different measurement if you're measuring out in the countryside in a forest than if you're measuring in the city or on an airport tarmac, which is where they put a lot of these in. So, yeah, Bill Nye, if he is a scientist, maybe he's not a scientist. I had to put that disclaimer. Remember you had it was Robert Young, the guy who played Marcus Welby, MD, and he started cutting ads for Big Pharma, and he said, I'm not a doctor, actually. I just play one on television. Well, Bill Nye should have that same disclaimer, especially because even if he's an engineer, he doesn't know anything about tolerances. But getting back to the irony of this, Barbara Boxer, the irony of her coming down on somebody's credentials because they say they're a philosopher, and then the irony of her saying to this priest who's trying to explain something to her about the Pope doesn't have authority to speak as a scientist after she's just dressed this other guy down as being a philosopher and having no authority to talk on the issue. Then she gets on this priest by saying, well, wait a minute, don't you follow the Pope? Don't you care what the Pope says? And it's like, hey, lady, the Pope is not a scientist either. Neither are you. And so she says, well, you disagree with the Pope. I think you ought to talk with Reverend Wilson. He goes, well, by the way, he is not a scientist either. So when we look at science and when we look at where this is going, let's take a look at what Google is saying and this amazing admission, I think. This is a patent. And the way it was put out by Daily Mail, I thought was very amusing. The headline from Daily Mail sounds like they really are on to something. It says Google's self-driving cars may soon predict what drivers are going to do next. Wow. Wow. This is like a pre-crime data analysis or something? They jacked into your mind? They're going to know where you're going to go? No. Actually, they're coming up with a patent to reveal plans where sensors will be able to look at your turn signals. That's the mind reading. That's the prediction of what drivers are going to do. These self-driving cars are going to be able to look at your turn signals and predict your actions. Who would have thought that could happen? Isn't science amazing? Stay with us, boys and girls. It gets more interesting even as we go through this. They're going to look at turn signals and at braking lights, okay? Now, the Daily Mail, after being absolutely astonished that this is something that's going to be coming, I looked at this and I go, you mean the self-driving cars can't look at brake lights? They can't look at turn signals now? Why do they have them on the road? Maybe this explains why they've been involved in so many accidents at a rate that is an order of magnitude more than a human driver would have. But, of course, they bring hit in the back. Okay, so it's never their fault legally, except when they just turned into the school bus it wasn't a school bus. It was a public bus. That they actually kind of sort of admitted to being at fault with. But I tell you, if they can't read the brake signals, then that may explain why they have so many accidents, because it's going to be a little bit late in terms of reacting to this, so they're going to slam on the brakes and somebody's going to slam into them. They say details of this engineering patent filed by Google with its autonomous vehicles have not come out yet in full, and they've got a full engineering drawing there of the sensors that are going to be there. Isn't that amazing? Stay with us. We're going to have more amazing science news when we come back.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of...
We don't need no education. We just need to
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be joining our reporters in Denver. Of course, there's going to be a protest coming up at 3 o'clock, I think it's Mountain Time. Okay, so it's not going to be happening at the time we connect with them, but they're going to be there at the steps of the White House, the Capitol building in Colorado, in Denver, Colorado. If you want to go to that, it's going to be 3 p.m. Mountain Time. That's the west steps of the Colorado State Capitol in Denver, Colorado. That is a protest of the disenfranchisement of the GOP voters in the so-called primary that they had, or the caucus, or I don't know what you call that. I guess it's not an election, it's the selection that they had. And we're going to talk to them about what happened last night in New York as well. I want to get back to the amazing technology news here, but before I do, we've got an amazing special. We have 25% off, an additional 25% off of our sale price of BrainForce at InfoWarsLife.com. That totals up to 45% off of the retail price. That's an unprecedented special that we have on BrainForce. Get something that helps you to focus your thoughts without making you jittery, without keeping you up at night. BrainForce uses natural brain activation ingredients like yerba mate extract and alpha GPC. Some ingredients in BrainForce are prescription only in Europe. And, of course, we have hundreds of five-star reviews that you can read for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, an unprecedented special for BrainForce, 25% off of our sale price, 45% off of the retail price at InfoWarsLife.com. I was just talking about the self-driving cars and the fact that they're about to get even smarter because they're going to be able to recognize brake lights and turn signals. And it's amazing when you look at the engineering diagrams here for their patent, where they're going to do this. They're going to do this, folks. These cars cannot currently recognize brake lights and turn signals, which explains a lot in their driving record. But look at how complicated this is. And they've got all these devices all over this thing. It's like, you know, you have a pair of eyes. And I guarantee you, it's going to be a long time before this thing can predict better than you can what's going on in the road. They say it's going to enable these driverless cars to anticipate the movements on the roads. Well, kind of, sort of. There's going to be a lot of other issues involved, too, because there's more than just brake lights and turn signals. If you've been driving and you're still alive, you understand that, okay? They say earlier this week, engineers and safety advocates warned self-driving cars are more likely to hinder than to help public safety because of unsolved technical issues. You think? Now we see they're starting to work on a patent to recognize turn signals. But, of course, they also point out in the same article from Daily Mail, Google is pushing U.S. Congress to give the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration new powers to grant its special expedited permission. No, these are exceptions to safety rules, okay? They keep telling us we're going to end all traffic accidents, nobody's going to die on the roads, and yet we need to have the federal government exercise its authority to preempt the powers of the state and local communities to protect their people and waive all the safety regulations. How's that? Because why? Because Google wants it for their profits. But it's not just Google. The government wants it as well. Look at this article we've got from Kurt Nemo today on InfoWars.com. The tech community denounces as ludicrous and dangerous a new technically illiterate proposal coming from our senators. Now, there's a lot of connection between this new proposal and what Google is trying to do. Because you need to understand that we need to stop calling them self-driving cars. We need to call them the Internet of Things cars. Because they're going to have the vehicle infrastructure mandated black boxes on your cars so they can tax and track you and they can control your movement. That's what they want to do. And that's what they're working on to mandate into our phones, into our computers. They've been doing it for a very long time with the cooperation of Apple, Microsoft, Google, and other corporations. They passed CISPA to remove their legal liability from you suing them for spying on you and turning the information over to the law enforcement. So now they're going to go the next step and mandate that these companies do it and pull it out into the open and tell everybody that, hey, after all these years of saying, you know, we're not watching you, you're a paranoid conspiracy theorist, if you think that camera on your monitor is looking at you, you're crazy. You must be an Alex Jones show listener. And now we got the FBI bragging about the fact that he does that. Okay, so the mask is coming off. They're now bragging about it. They're openly talking about it, and they're going to openly do it and mandate it. And these corporations want it that way because they don't want the liability. That's what CISPA was about. They called it CISA. Okay, so that's really what's going on. This is the way the people in engineering refer to it. Okay? They say it basically outlaws end-to-end encryption. One other person says, this is easily the most ludicrous, dangerous, technically illiterate proposal I've ever seen. A computer security consultant said, this is a work of complete ignorance. It is a work of Richard Burr and Dianne Feinstein, who say no one should be above the law. Well,
we're on the march.
Stay with us.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joining our reporters in Denver. Rob Dew and Joe Biggs and my son are there covering the protest. It's going to be starting at 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time at the west steps of the Colorado State Capitol Building in Denver, Colorado. Of course, they're going to be protesting what happened in the so-called primary that they had there. We're going to be going to them live in just a moment. As we were on break, Kent Daniels came in and handed me a story that just went up on InfoWars.com. Agenda 21, developers are planning a car-free 30-story condo in Austin. See, here it is. It's all part of Agenda 21. If you're going to control people's movements, if you're going to track their movements, if you're going to concentrate people into the cities, you need to make it car-free. You need to be able to control their movements. And, of course, this is, folks, you need to understand that it is nothing less than all-out war against our freedom. One of the first things you do is you control the movements of people. you put in additional ways to tax them. Now, we're going to talk to our reporters in Denver. Before we do, I wanted to give you a couple of political stories that are out here. This is from The Hill, a report that almost half of all super PAC money came from just 50 donors. Now, that explains a lot, doesn't it? Doesn't that explain the selection of delegates, the careful screening of people that are going to be allowed to participate in this convoluted and very opaque process that they had there? It was absolutely a ridiculous process if you take a look at it, having people stand up and give a 10-minute statement to say, never Trump, or my number is such and such, vote for me. And they didn't put people's names on the ballot, which is one of the many things that in this article that we have, Patrick Halley of Breitbart, Colorado caucus volunteers are saying ballot errors hurt Trump delegate candidates, could have violated state rules. They say that it's going to be significant enough that not only does it violate Republican Party rules, but they believe it's going to be challenged legally. Things like this, for example, the ballot shall include the presidential candidate each candidate for national delegate is pledged to support. Oh, that wasn't there, was it? It also didn't put their names there either, okay? And, of course, it just put numbers there, but then some people didn't get their numbers put there. They got some numbers listed twice. Others were omitted. So it's a very, very convoluted system. But here's the bottom line, folks. It's like 50 people are spending most of the money on the election. 50 donors are half of all the super PAC money. This is according to the Washington Post, 50 donors and their families, and they say some of the biggest contributors so far have been hedge fund manager Tom Steyer, who is fighting climate change. He has put in $17 million into a super PAC that supports candidates on climate change that are fighting climate change, that are trying to set up a world governance based on carbon taxes. Steyer has pledged to spend more than the $74 million he gave during the 2014 elections. He gave $74 million. Now, this is an investment, folks. When Karl Rove was talking to, had his call, and some people said, hey, it looks like he's softening up to Trump. What he was doing was he was talking to, and they put it in there, his investors as to how they could preserve their candidates in office if Donald Trump were at the top of the ticket. They are investors. They are not doing this because they are passionate about preserving individual liberty. They're not doing this because they're passionate about maintaining the Constitution and our Bill of Rights, or because they want to overturn unconstitutional mandates like Obamacare. They're doing this as an investment. So you've got a guy like this who is the heaviest hitter in all these super PACs, and only 50 families are providing half of the money to all these super PACs. This guy put in $74 million last time. He's going to invest more this time because he's probably going to be in some of these carbon credit exchanges, as Alex Jones was talking about. It was Enron that started all of this scheme. And, of course, Bill Nye that was talking about that, saying, hey, you know, Enron was a criminal organization. We ought to make people who talk about climate change and deny it, we ought to make them criminals as well. Now, also in that, of course, are the big hitters for Ted Cruz. Other hedge fund managers like Robert Mercer and Paul Singer are also listed in the big donors. When we look at the delegates, we've got Ben Carson coming out and defending this, and I'm going to go to Rob in just a moment. He asked, why do we have the Electoral College anymore? And what he was doing was saying, I'm not happy with the way these delegates are being selected. And I'm not either. And we've talked about this many times, but there's a reason that we have the Electoral College, besides the fact that it's not just GOP rules, okay? It's actually in the Constitution. It's the same reason we have senators and not just representatives. The representatives are supposed to represent the people. They're proportional based on population. The senators are supposed to represent the states. Why do you have that? I saw a firsthand example of that in a county that I lived in North Carolina. It bordered the university town for the University of North Carolina. They had a lot of people that moved in and high concentration spilled over into this previously rural county that had nothing but farmers in it. They had had a situation where they had elected representatives to the county government on a regional basis. But when these people who were political lefty activists spilled in from the university town, started moving into that county, they changed the rules. They said, you know what? We're just going to elect all the county commissioners at large. guess who got all the county commissioners? That little enclave of people at the top. What did they do? They enacted restrictions. So these people who had been there, in many cases, with their farms for over 100 years, 150 years, could not do anything with their land. They couldn't subdivide it. They couldn't sell off a portion of it because these people up in this little corner and this little suburban area were dictating to these people who had been there for many generations. That's the reason you've got states having power. They wanted to divide power and not just give it to the people, and we didn't want to have just a direct democracy. So again, Ben Carson's a great guy, but he's really confused about the issue. It doesn't have anything to do with the Electoral College. It has to do with the crooked rules of the GOP. And so now we go to our reporters in Denver, Rob Dew.
Hi, David. Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com. Just outside of the Capitol of Colorado. This is the western side. This is where people will be showing up in about an hour and a half to protest the GOP's theft of their caucus. They basically, the 1 million people in this state did not get to vote and select, choose a president, presidential candidate for the Republican Party, and they're pissed. So there's at least 500 people pledged on the Facebook page that are going to be coming here. And also,
turn
of events.
I gotta interrupt you, Rob, because I would say that they have turned the caucus into a carcass, haven't they? We're looking at the rotting carcass of democracy.
and I just want to point out, we're seeming to have this fence wall thing coming out. Something they're setting up over here. I don't know what. It might be a 420 festival. And look, they put up fences everywhere to keep people out.
They do
Once
believe
again,
in
we
fences,
see the fence
don't they?
Or wall at play to keep people out and keep people in. And this is the kind of stuff we just need on the border.
Yeah.
But so people are going to be showing up on these steps. This is the biggest side of the Capitol right here. All the others are slow. This has a nice big yard. There's a spire over here running up the center, and it should be pretty interesting. Of what's going to happen today.
So it's going to be about an hour and a half from
videos from yesterday, David.
It's going to be about an hour and a half from right now. Is that right? About an hour.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. No, I guess we'll plan on hooking up with the nightly news.
Okay.
About 4 o'clock your time, or 5 o'clock their time, 4 o'clock our time, and it should be in full swing at that point.
All right. Good. We're going to have that on the nightly news tonight. Tell us what happened last night in New York at the. I guess it was the Occupy Wall Street people protesting Trump. We saw some of the videos. We saw it got pretty hot and heavy with that one guy who's trying to educate them about the Second Amendment. They didn't like that.
Yeah, they didn't like that. He showed up with his orange sandwich board and passing out flyers saying, ISIS is here. You need to be prepared. You need to know how to fire a gun. And two ladies started yelling at him at first. And they were screaming at him, go, go. And then they started screaming more things at him. And then this guy comes up, puts his hands up, and just starts bumping him with his chest. And then another girl, who I think Biggs says she's with Black Lives Matter, grabbed his cards and threw them. And then they started pushing him, and it escalated from there. But I didn't see him attack anybody first at all. I saw those guys come up, and, they don't like those types of voices. They don't want to hear about the Second Amendment. They don't want to hear about real freedom.
Yeah.
They want to talk about their fake canned freedom where nobody's really free. Everybody's just stuck in a socialist box.
Well, he's absolutely right. If there's an ISIS attack there in New York, their Black Lives Matter tactics and getting up and chest bumping these guys isn't going to be very effective, is it, Rob?
No, not very. Yeah, they're going to take one look at that and probably shoot them if that happens with a bunch of ISIS guys. Biggs, come on in here. What was your opinion of what we saw last night? We didn't see too many other acts of violence. I know a few protesters got into the hotel. We weren't actually around for that. It was a big area that was that the protests were going on, so we were covering a lot of ground, and that happened really quick, and that was quickly squashed by the police.
Yeah, I was actually standing behind the guy as he was moving forward, filming. I was actually standing there with Jesse Waters, the guy from O'Reilly, and all of a sudden we heard screaming, ISIS is here, and I was looking around, and I see the guy, he's handing out flyers up in the air, and he goes, you need to learn how to protect yourself. That's what the Second Amendment's for. You need to go out, learn how to shoot a gun. And like you said, these people just started jumping up in his face, kind of pushing him, chest bumping him, all that. Then one of the top Black Lives Matter girls, she's been to the White House before, she jumps in his face, starts cussing him out, starts pushing him again. Some other people do it. Next thing you know, it's just push, push, push. Someone gets decked, hits the ground. As they're pushing the guy back with the Trump hat on, they almost push him into a guy who's in a wheelchair. It was completely crazy.
But you guys don't realize
kind of different view.
You guys don't realize that that was all Donald Trump's fault. You know, like Ted Cruz said, you know, he's provoking all this. He wasn't the provocateur, I don't think. Certainly what he was doing was far less than what we've seen the Bernie Sanders people do going to a Trump rally. And they've been far more aggressive, far more in people's faces. He wasn't doing anything. He's just standing there saying something. And they were the ones who got physical. They were the ones who got aggressive with him in spite of what Ted Cruz would say.
I mean, I felt more safe on the Trump protester side, the pro-Trump guys, than I did in the anti-Trump. I mean, if your views differ for them in any way, they become violent, they become to verbally abuse you, scream at you, cuss at you, and then everyone, they're like, get this guy over here, da, 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 and they all just swarm around you and just start screaming at you. That's not peaceful. You know, when you're suppressing people because I have a different viewpoint than you, and you think you can jump in here and, like, bully people and push them around, that's completely and totally out of control. That's not what America is supposed to be. And it sure as hell is not going to happen under my watch.
Yeah, they were hanging a Donald Trump in effigy. They had another guy dressed as Donald Trump with a sign saying, you know, you could beat me for this much with a stick. You know, all kinds of love and happiness coming out from the liberal left over there in Manhattan. But, you know, other than that, it didn't get – we were at the Trump side when this other black, I guess, Bernie supporter showed up and wanted to know – he got triggered by Make America Great Again because he really was having a problem.
He's like, oh, I bet you guys won't punch me. I bet you won't punch me. And then the cops came over and they're like, all right, this is enough, man. You're like, time to agonize.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, I hope I see you guys in the alley. Without your badge on, he's like, I'm going to start beating that A, you know, and then starts just, like, cussing at him, saying he was threatening, and, you know, to jump him in an alleyway if you ever saw him alone. Out of control. That's not peaceful.
Yeah. And the cops were very well reserved, and I can't believe he didn't get arrested for doing that, because he was pushing the cops, he was verbally cussing him, he was threatening him. And, you know, I didn't see any Trump supporters doing that.
Yeah, that was the thing we noticed when we were in Washington and New York. I mean, the police there, they're so experienced with all these different demonstrations. They were pretty chill in New York and D.C. It was in Pennsylvania where they went totally overboard and crazy. It wasn't in the big cities like that where they deal with this every day.
Yeah, they actually had a pretty good plan. The way they kept traffic flowing the whole time. I think traffic only at one point. And, you know, they had areas on either side that were gated off, somewhere you could stand and somewhere they wanted you to keep moving. And I actually thought they did a really good job with, you know, not much notice. One thing's interesting, though. People are like, oh, this is spontaneous. No, we were there talking with Anthony yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. And they stopped with these cabs. They got generators. They got sound systems. They got printed signs. It was very well organized yesterday. And I'm sure people, there were definitely at least half the people that were getting paid to be there.
And they had no idea why they support Bernie Sanders. The same thing we always see.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing that Trump's a racist, a bigot, transphobic, blah, 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 xenophobe. They couldn't even spell xenophobe. They didn't even know what it meant, but they used the word. It's the same thing every time. Yeah. Mindless zombies just out there protesting just to get out there. They have no job. They sit out there and they complain about not getting work, but they're too lazy to go out and look for a job.
Yeah, there are a lot of communist organizations. I put a video up called Commie Chant, and that, you know, it's just them just sitting there chanting. They showed up, started chanting. I ran into a guy with a red star in his cap who was actually, you know, he was an info. He's like, InfoWars, I like you guys. So I started talking to him about, you know, what he thought socialism was and what, you know, just no grasp on reality, thinking that socialism is the next evolution after capitalism. Because once you have this great infrastructure built that you see all around you that capitalism built, well, then you just take it for a giant government program to then dole out to just privileged people, the privileged class.
Yeah, we saw how that worked out in Venezuela. Now they're rationing everything. Right. You know, they don't have food, electricity, they have no power because we had the kleptocrat there, Hugo Chavez, went in and seized everything, and he was eventually thrown out even by other socialists and libertarians because he's a kleptocrat. I mean, but that's what happens with it. You know, eventually you run out of the things that you stole from other people because you can't produce anything. You can't even produce your own energy even though they've got more oil than Saudi Arabia. So absolutely amazing. Well, tell us what you're going to be doing.
An educated answer.
Yeah, that's right. Tell us what you're going to be doing tomorrow. You're going to be going to Portland, Oregon. There's a state students for a Trump meeting. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Right. So we're going to fly tonight to Portland. We get in around midnight. This is the most I think I've ever traveled in a 24-hour period. We flew in here this morning. Didn't get much sleep last night because we were, you know, kind of jazzed up what was going on, uploading videos and looking at videos and putting stuff together. And so, yeah, we're going to be in Portland tomorrow at 2, p.m. in Portland time, specific time, there's going to be a pro-Trump rally for just some guys that go to Portland State University that want to have a pro-Trump rally. This is their second gathering because their first one was shut down by a bunch of protesters and
very tolerant.
I guess a bunch of tyrants. They weren't protesters. They were tyrants. These were anti-free speech, you know, thugs who just don't want anybody else to have an opinion other than their magic opinion, which is, you know, only they get to speak.
That's right.
Only they get to have opinions. Only they get to walk around with their Mecha flags, which is Hispanic Ku Klux Klan. You know, look into what Mecha is all about.
Well, we talked to them yesterday, and of course, that should be an interesting thing. I hope you guys took your brain force with you with all this over all-nighters that you're doing and traveling from one end of the country, New York yesterday, Portland tomorrow, and today you're in Denver. You guys are working really hard. I hope you do have some brain force there. If you don't, it's 45% off, Rob, off the retail price at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maybe we can get it delivered overnight and meet us in Portland.
There you go. Okay. All right, guys, take care. We'll be following what you're going to do, and again, they're going to be at the Denver protest. That's going to be in about an hour, a little over an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, 3 o'clock Central is going to start.
Yeah, 3 o'clock Central.
Denver. Sorry, 3 to 6 Mountain Time. 3 to 6 Mountain Time.
That's right. 3 o'clock local time there in Denver, Mountain Standard Time. That's going to be on the west steps of the Colorado State Capitol Building. Thank you so much, Rob Dew and Joe Biggs, our reporters there in Denver, Colorado. We'll be covering that on the nightly news tonight. Stay with us. We've got one more segment in the fourth hour.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Well, Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and of course we have some new news out of North Carolina, something that, as they have these bathroom wars going on in North Carolina, I believe this is going to bring the people of North Carolina to their knees. Ringo Starr has canceled his performance in North Carolina. And when I told that to my kids, they said, Ringo who? I said, no, not the who, man, the Beatles, you know, Ringo. Remember him? His audience is now 64, I guess. But I guess the question, when we were talking about this, my wife said, well, that's an interesting point because, you know, you got all these people like Bruce Springsteen and Ringo Starr canceling their concerts in North Carolina. Why can't they be sued? You know, just like the people who don't bake cakes or take pictures, you know, they have a public business, so they have to perform. They have to perform their service. So why can these people who have already, many of them, sold their tickets, why can't they be sued because they've now decided that they don't want to go through with this public performance, this public business? I guess it's because sexual preference trumps religious preference, doesn't it? That's what the left is telling us, but there's not anything about sexual preference in the Constitution. There is, however, something about religious preference, but it doesn't even get to that point. And there's, it's not just the Hollywood types that are there. We've also got Deutsche Bank has now halted its expansion that would have meant 250 jobs in Cary because of the law, they say. And I guess this is the first time Deutsche Bank has really paid any attention to any law. And I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. Real quickly, though, we've got some of the presidential candidates weighing in. John Kasich says, well, I think it's the wrong thing. I think we ought to let people come into these women's bathrooms and boys showering with girls. He didn't actually say that. He said that he thought we should do this out of concerns for discrimination, LGBT discrimination. Now, the lieutenant governor pointed out as he was explaining what's going on to people who aren't really following this too closely, like John Kasich. He said, this is a defensive measure designed to prevent, to preserve a common sense status quo. This is a New American covering this. He said, there's a giant loophole that they created in this ordinance that would allow any person to enter any bathroom at any time. So a man could enter a woman's bathroom, a woman's locker, a shower facility. They could enter a girl's bathroom, a girl's locker. The Charlotte ordinance said the business community also had to comply with this ordinance. But, of course, performers don't have to honor the tickets that they sold. They can just cancel it at their discretion, okay? They said it was sex discrimination to have a men's room and to have a women's room labeled on your doors, all right? Now, we had Ted Cruz weigh into this as well, and he is on the right side of this issue. He said bathroom bills are perfectly reasonable. Yeah, I think it is. I think it is absolutely crazy that they would have an issue with this. Of course, we've had many of our friends putting stuff on Facebook from North Carolina. Some of them would say, well, you know, I never thought I would have to have a birth certificate to go into the bathroom. Well, you know, you don't really need a birth certificate. And these are typically our Democrat friends who never thought that the president should need a birth certificate either. But I think we definitely need one for him. We don't need one, however, to get into the bathrooms. Just the law said that you go into the bathroom or the locker room that matches the gender of your birth certificate. That's just a legal way of saying we're not going to let men or boys go into the girls' shower, okay? That's all that amounts to. And if you're confused as to which one that applies to you, just look down your pants. You might be able to figure it out. But when I talk about Deutsche Bank, remember, these are the people that a year ago got the biggest fine for LIBOR manipulation, manipulating the currency markets. Now, they've been admitted that they manipulated the silver market. This is a very interesting story from Zero Hedge, and I wish I had more time to talk about this, because what they did was it was a lawsuit, and somehow, magically overnight, it just went away. And they said, we're going to pay money to keep this quiet, and this information may be useful in the other lawsuits against the other usual suspects. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the nightly news.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.